Hello.
Welcome to WMFO in Medford.
On Medford in 91. No. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5.
It's 1:02 p.m.
Hi. Sunday afternoon. Yeah. My name's Nina.
I'm Emma.
We're here. We're feeling happy.
Yeah, you're listening to Ladies in Clogs today. Yeah.
It's sunny outside.
It's beautiful.
We can keep listing facts.
Yeah, it's sunny inside in our hearts.
Also, the window, there's some light coming through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. The song we just listened to was called Games by the Jonas Brothers.
Excellent choice.
Thank you very much. Do you want to talk about the theme for this week?
And
then we can explain the relevance of that song.
Games, yeah. Okay, this week our theme is, what would you bring to a deserted island?
What would you bring to a deserted island, Emma?
You're going to find out, Nina.
We're fleeing the school.
Yep.
We're writing our packing list during this coming hour, and then we're heading out.
Yeah, you think this is just the theme of our show, but it's really just the theme of our lives after this.
Yeah, this was a strategic move for this week.
This is how I'm telling my parents that I'm doing it. I'm just like, tune in.
Tune in live now to hear us flee all of our responsibilities.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So why'd you choose Games?
Well, thank you for asking. I chose the song called Games because I would like to bring games to my deserted island.
Okay.
I think that would make it fun. I like to play games, and in thinking about escaping everything that is stressful, games are fun.
Yeah, they are.
So I want fun on my deserted island rather than like homework here. So yeah. I want to bring games.
Yeah. Also, you could bring the Jonas Brothers.
Also true. And all four of us could play the games together. Are you like, what's the game where you have to roll the ball and they're different colors and like hit the other ball?
Bocce ball?
I want to do that with the Jonas Brothers.
That's what we want to play. Very specific dream.
I'm picturing us on like a sandy beach. There's like one palm tree. It's sunset and it's like beautiful colors in the sky. Wow. We have a bonfire going in the bottom left like island corner. I'm picturing it as like a picture.
Okay.
And then the four of us are playing bocce.
Can you draw that picture for me sometime?
Yeah, I'll draw it for you.
Thanks. I just want to frame it.
Yeah.
You and the Jonas Brothers. Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. Just hanging out. Cool.
Wonderful. So that's what's on Nina's deserted island.
What's the first thing on my list? Games of the Jonas Brothers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to get started making your plans? What are you going to take?
Sure.
Emma, what would you bring to a deserted island?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to play a song and then I'll talk about it in a bit.
Great.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Yeah. bed with a maid in our fond tall waves and rays that makes the days go on this way. And then a hospital bed where I turn my life over and over again.
Hello. Welcome back.
WMFO.
Ladies and Clogs.
In the Medford. Radio show. Sorry, I was trying to make it rhyme, but I was like one beat too late.
Oh, I see.
I panicked just slightly and my brain couldn't quite get there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I like jumped in too quickly.
No, that was good. You were saving the day. You're a superhero.
Wow, thanks.
I have a question. Can I ask it? Do you mind?
Okay. Sure, yeah.
What would you bring to a deserted island?
Oh, you know what I'd bring?
Yeah.
Well, it's something that you have to guess with my first song.
All right.
It's called Sunset Lover by Petite Biscuit. Now you have to decide, which one was I talking about? Am I bringing a Sunset Lover or a Petite Biscuit?
What if your Petite Biscuit is your Sunset Lover? Or your Sunset Lover is a Petite Biscuit?
Yes.
It's just, no, so, okay, so.
Oh, okay.
You pan back to my image of the island upon which there's the fire and the beautiful sunset and the Jonas Brothers and I are playing games. Mm-hmm. Like you are looking at the view and you swivel around to look at the other side of the island and Emma's just sitting there, same beautiful sunset in the background, just like you have this very small little cookie and you're like, mm-hmm, this is my everything right now. Right now, this moment is my forever.
Yep, that's what I meant.
Great.
Just alone on the other side while you guys
all five of us on this deserted island together.
Yep, and I'm just with my biscuit.
Great.
Yeah, that's what I meant completely.
It's actually such a loophole, though. It's like, what would you bring to a deserted island? Another person.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, okay.
I think you can bring whatever you want.
I agree.
You get a list of, like,
it just starts
many
out
songs.
Deserted, and then you can bring whatever you want to it.
Yeah, well, yeah. Also, then you have to go into the backstory of, like, why are you there? How did you get there? Mm. What's your plan for this? So, there's, like, a lot of different situations that you could be on a deserted island for. Unless
that's
it's,
very
like,
true.
Intentional that you are going there to be by yourself.
Is it like a vacation, like some me time, or like were you like like the rest of your pirate crew mutinied and they left you there? Like, what's going on? I don't know.
Yeah. Many things. Have all those options. Maybe you're trying to start your ornamental hermit village.
Yes. Maybe it's a date. Like, it's just you and your sunset lover. You guys were like, all right, let's get dinner and then head over to that deserted island.
Yeah. Whoa.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Cool. Yeah. What else would you bring?
I would also bring forks and knives.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my reasoning. That was Forks and Knives by Beirut. And I would bring that because sometimes there's just some foods you cannot eat with your hands. And that's not something you could really fashion on a deserted island, I think.
What
and
are you
so
thinking
you just got to bring some utensils.
Yeah.
Like spaghetti. It's kind of hard. I think you need a fork for
you
that.
You could do it with your hands, but it'd be hard.
Could. It would just be like messy. And I don't mind like getting food on my hands, but I just feel like it'd be for convenience sake. I would want that. Also, you could use them for other things too.
Definitely you could.
Helpful utensils. Or like, you need a knife to like cut open an avocado, I think. Oh, you can't just do that on your own unless you're like super strong, which I'm not.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone can like rip apart an avocado?
Probably yes. But also, that's a fair point. I really appreciate that reasoning. Can I challenge you just slightly?
Yes.
Or ask a clarifying question, perhaps is a better way to say it.
Yes.
Is are you bringing forks and knives and spoons or not?
Thing.
Because I'm thinking of things that it's hard to eat without silverware, and a lot of them are like soup. Like, that's really hard to eat without. I mean, I guess you could
slurp it.
Okay, that's true. If you have like a vessel of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I take it back. Never mind.
Okay,
it's fine.
Well,
here's the thing. Foolproof.
The disc that it's on is the Flying Club Cup.
Oh, so you're so fine. So you're also bringing a cup.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
I don't need a spoon.
Yeah, you're all set. Great.
I do like spoons, though, so.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice addition. But not on this deserted island.
Not on this one.
WMFO deserted
no,
island.
No, no, not here. This one we only have forks.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
And those, I think, like, especially a knife, like, very versatile. You can use that for a lot of different, like, things you're going to need on
Some
your island.
Some, like, wood carvings that you're making for your artwork.
Yes. Also that.
Uh-huh. Like, very specific that my mind jumped to. I've never done one of those before, but hey, on my deserted island, it's nothing but me, my petite biscuit, and my wood carving.
And your knives. Your forks and knives.
Sounded like a little creepier.
Yeah.
Maybe that way.
Like a utensil knife. Like a butter knife.
Yeah.
Which is going to be really successful for wood carving. This is a deserted island upon which like very soft wooded trees grow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's carving is not too hard.
Yeah.
Great.
Exactly.
Cool.
Glad we're on the same page.
I think we really are. At this point, we've like ironed out all of the
parts
of this.
I hope our listeners are getting a really good picture.
Oh, man. You're so welcome, guys. Everyone's welcome to come, too. I have a question, and you made me know this because you think about the environment sometimes.
Oh.
What is the thing called where it's like a bunch of islands all in a little, like, is that an archipelago? A bunch of them all in a little cluster together?
That sounds good and right.
So then perhaps we're all going together to like a series of us. So we're all on our own island, but they're
neighbor
islands, and we can like wave and like.
Oh, maybe we could have the
have
cans going across.
Yes, long
I've
strings.
I've always wanted to do that, but I don't have that situation yet. But on our deserted island string, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
You want to play a tune?
I would love to.
Awesome. I'm ready for you.
Go ahead. Thank you.
skin and my bone. Ice floats, what's the use? Winter songs on repeat in a fall gloom. Winter songs on repeat to be close to you. I don't want to stay here when the sun sets. Like I don't want to lose your number when the poles reset. I'm not ready, not ready for that trek. Ice floats in a cold place. Surface cracks like the lines in your face. Surface cracks like dirt in an earthquake. I said you move like a priest, and you said I stare like Lilith did. Didn't think I was a demon.
Hello, ladies. Hi. And clocks, WMFO.
Emma Medford. And Nina.
Sorry,
that's okay.
Medford. Emma and Nina.
Yeah. That's us.
Yeah.
So what else would you bring to your deserted island?
All right. Well, I think I was thinking about the things I would bring, and I was thinking about making our way to the archipelago, which I looked up is actually, I was correct.
That was a good call,
thank
by
you.
The way.
So we're going to our archipelago, and to get there, I think I would like a steamboat so that I can travel to that place. Or just, I also was like, haha, I go to my deserted island and bring a mode of transportation to leave if I want to.
Or visit your friends.
Yeah, get from, islands. So like, if I'm at one end of the archipelago and like someone's down way at the other end, like,
That would not be convenient.
I could hop from island to, but it, like, that's a lot of swimming and like walking for me. So maybe I'd take my steamboat over to say hey.
That's awesome.
But anyway, the first song that we just heard was called Steamboat by Adrian Linker, because I would like a boat to traverse the seas. Nice. Then we also listened to a song called Salt by Long Neck, and I think salt is super helpful in terms of like preserving food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, smart.
So I was thinking I'm gonna like survive. Emma just did the like hand, the like first finger thumb like the circle, A-okay. Like A-OK.
I've been doing that
hand thing this morning. She was like, I do it too often. Stop me.
Sorry, keep going.
No, it worked well. I felt affirmed. I was felt like you thought I was saying something valuable. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring salt so that I can preserve some food and just to like have. Also, because like perhaps I'm in an ocean and there's salt water. So I was like, aha, connection. Maybe that I'm like bringing some salt and then I'm getting salt out of the water from then on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how long I'm on this island, like what kind of a survival scenario it is.
Yeah.
But I think that's just helpful.
Yeah, I took this as like a permanent desert island thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was thinking about putting a song on called Salt as well, a different one.
Whoa.
But then I thought to myself, I would probably just get like some salt water and then try to do an evaporation technique.
Yeah, so I feel like you
limited items for
know how to do that maybe more than I do. Like, have you done that in like a science thing? I don't know.
I've like, I think it would not be, I think all you would have to do is like burn.
For it to evaporate, or like
it depends on how hot it is in your island, but like wouldn't it make sense that if it got really hot that the water would just like
and that's all out? I think that makes sense. I just don't personally know necessarily how easy that would be, so I think I would maybe bring some salt at least to get myself started.
That's a great idea.
And then I could do it after that. I
thought it'd be easy, but now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know how you actually
probably
do that.
It would be pretty manageable.
Yeah,
I don't know. Also, maybe I'm on a freshwater archipelago. Do they have those?
Whoa,
do they have those? I don't know.
the universe.
Yeah, is that an option? We'll see. I don't know, we'll figure it out.
It's really our dream world, so
yeah,
it can be,
it can be anything we want it to be. Yeah, I would like some salt just in case.
And also, salt is a great bartering tool
for the other people on my deserted island.
Well, the other island,
if the Jonas Brothers have a game I like really want and they're not letting me play it, I can barter with my salt for them.
Yeah, that would not be cool of them, but also you could barter.
Yeah, that's honestly so not generous. Whatever.
But yeah, there's like an entire book on the history of salt that my dad loves. I've always wanted to read it. I haven't read it yet.
I would totally read that.
But yeah, apparently it was like a great tool to start civilization.
It makes a big difference.
Well,
yeah,
because you can,
that's what I was
preserving
thinking.
Food
I was like,
this
is a huge deal.
Really huge, but
it
also
everything so yummy.
It just tastes better. Yeah,
I know.
I think I always add extra salt to my food, even if it doesn't need it, and it's already salty. I'm just like, pour it on, baby. Sorry, that was the worst thing I've ever said.
I love that that happened.
So sorry.
Can you say it again? Oh, I want the instant replay for like sports games. Wow.
Well, that was the only time I'll ever say that.
I'm so happy that I witnessed that happening. I heard it. I saw it. It was great.
It just came out of my mouth.
It felt really good. It felt super right. That wanted to happen. Do you want to play a song?
Yeah, I really
great.
Do.
Cool.
Okay. Oh.
What would you bring to a deserted island?
Oh.
I met you when I was a teen, but then you were one as well. And I could play guitar just like ringing a bell. Sometimes I wonder, in any other summer, could you have been my part-time lover to me? Listening to Stevie Wonder under the covers where we used to lay. And Restax is what the speakers played. I'll be on tour almost every day. When I was home up in my flat is where we used to stay. Just watching the DVD, smoking illegal weed. Getting high as two kites when we needed to breathe. We'd use each other's air just for the people to see. And stay up all night like when we needed to sleep. We'd go anywhere our minds would take us. And I'll say you were beautiful without your makeup. And you don't even need to worry about your weight cuts. We can all be loved the way that God made us. And time's the only reason that we could break up. Cause you would always tell me I'm away too much. Distance is relative to the time that it takes to get on a plane or make a mistake. So say it again. Oh, Nina, you should go, Nina. Cause I ain't ever coming home. Nina, oh, won't you leave me now? And I've been living on the road, Nina. But then again, you should know, Nina. Cause that's you and me both. Nina, oh, won't you leave me now? Every weekend in the winter you'll be wearing my hoodie with drawstrings pulled tight to keep your face from the cold. Taking day trips to the local where we'd eat on our own. Cause every day when I was away we'd only speak on the phone. Watching Blue Planet, creating new habits, acting as if we were two rabbits. And then you'd vanish back to the borough with all the cats.
Celtics. I disappear, you call me selfish, I understand, but I can't help it. I put my job over everything, except my family and friends, but you'll be in between forever, so I guess we'll have to take a step back, overlook the situation, cause mixing business and feelings will only lead to complications. And I'm not saying we should be taking a break, just reevaluate quick before we make a mistake, and it's too late, so we can either deal with the pain or wait to get on a plane, but in a day we'll have to say it again. Oh, Nina, you should go, Nina, cause I ain't ever coming home, Nina, oh, won't you leave me now? And I've been living on the road, Nina, but then again you should know, Nina, cause that's you and me both, Nina, oh, won't you leave me now? And now, love will come and love will go, but you can make it on your own. Sing that song, go, oh, won't you leave me now? People grow and fall apart, but you can mend your broken heart. Take it back, go, oh, won't you leave me now?
Like a hula hula hoop, hula hula hoop, oh.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
Sorry, I said that really quickly, so it wasn't really enunciated well.
We got it twice, though, so I think it's okay.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. I'm very caffeinated, which I'm very happy about.
Oh, no. Emma did the finger thing again. The, like, A-OK hand gesture.
Can't stop.
Well, can't stop, won't stop. Mm. What would you bring to a deserted island?
The first song we heard was called Nina by Ed Sheeran, and whoa, I bring my pal Nina.
Okay, honestly, I feel super flattered. That's really sweet. Wow.
Earlier when you said, oh, deserted islands aren't supposed to have other people, I was like, oh, wait until I get to my...
Bring me, that's fine.
Next song, yeah. But anyway.
I was saying this when Emma, when the song first came on, but I worked at a summer camp for the last few summers, and there was this group of campers who would sing that song to me whenever they saw me, and this was before I, like, really knew... Like, I don't listen to a ton of Ed Sheeran, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And I didn't know that song at all. And I was like, what is going on? And it was kind of bizarre, but also sort of nice.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah.
That's how I feel,
Thanks for playing
too.
It. I would be happy to accompany you to your island.
Excellent.
Cool.
And then the other song we heard was Hula Hoop by Omi. I just, like, really like dancing to that song.
Yeah.
But also,
dance on your island.
Here's what I was thinking. If I was long-term on a deserted island, I would probably need some exercise.
Okay.
So hula hooping, I'm really good at it, by
you
the
are?
Way.
You are? Really?
Excellent hula hooper.
Were you ever on like a hula hooping team?
I don't
know. Or you just, this is in your free time that you were
My
doing
free
this?
Time.
Cool.
This is probably around the time when I was like going to circus camp and stuff.
Whoa. Say more about that time in your life.
I went to circus camp. There was a camp in Missouri where people from like the circus would come and teach us skills.
That's super cool.
Yeah, I went
and
for
you were hula hooping
multiple
with
summers.
The circus.
Yeah. So That's anyway, cool. Good at that.
Sweet.
And I think that would be my ideal form of exercise. Because, mm-hmm. like, one could say that you'd be building things and doing a lot of physical activity to just survive on your deserted island. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm going to have a nice setup, and then I'm just going to be hula hooping on the beach all the time.
That sounds great.
Yeah, you'll be playing games with the Jonas Brothers, mm-hmm. and I'll just be, like, hula hooping on the
side. Hula hooping. Yeah. You can join in, take a break, go back to hula hooping.
Yeah.
That's sort of a game. So that's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun activity.
That's how I felt about like what I would need for my physical activity there. So.
That sounds great.
Anyway.
We thought through a lot of different angles of this. I feel good about it. We both clearly put a lot of thought into our vision for our island,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
I don't know how it's all going to come together,
but
eventually it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I read a PSA?
Yes, I would love that.
Cool. So we were thinking that you're going to your island, you're going to be on this island. Perhaps there's a storm. We want everyone to be prepared in case that happens. You know what to do. So storm season, emergency preparedness from WMFO. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. From the comfort of your island. Don't go to the supermarket on your island because you already have all the things you need. You have your salt already.
Mm.
You have your hula hoop. You're ready to go. You have forks and knives to eat your already food. Prepared food that you have there ready. So you're set.
Excellent.
Yeah, that sentence fell apart a little bit, but we're going to keep going.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That was a PSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming to you from your friends at WMFO.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tufts Educational Radio.
Do you want to play some more tunes?
I would love to.
Okay. Here you go.
I'm on the dark side of the hollow. Sun comes up, babe, but it's hard to get my feet. Your blue serape, it fits my mood. I'm through with baboons. I'm through with food. Somebody's called. Track me down, and if I don't answer, I'd hang around. I slide past lovers lost in the dark. I look for high ground for building. September. drinking wine. Seems every castle is made of sand. The great destroyer sleeps in every man. Here comes my baby, here comes my man, with that silver dagger
than that, so come and
That was well timed. Good job.
I really appreciated that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to tell us what else you'd bring to your deserted island?
Yes, I would like to. So first, we heard the song Silver Dagger by Gillian Welch, and I would like to bring a silver dagger to my island.
What
I think.
Like, for what purposes?
Okay, so I'm going to explain. I think this was another one kind of in line with bringing salt that felt to me like it could fulfill a variety of uses and would be like very multi-purpose and functional. Very helpful. So I was like, I could be like doing all kinds of like, if I don't know, if I'm trying to like construct myself a house, perhaps I need to be able to like cut up like wood or like leaves or whatever. I don't know. Build my shelter,
okay, but
like
yeah,
a roof,
the wood,
or like,
yeah,
like vines to tie things.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I had many, many thoughts.
That makes sense.
Using like nature things and needing to manipulate them.
Yeah. Okay.
And needing tools for that. I could like dig, perhaps, I don't know, am I like hunting? Maybe not, but I'm like probably foraging, and then I'm like cutting up the fruit that I'm finding.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, I have many thoughts. Protection, I don't know.
Yeah,
are there animals, on like scary animals on
case.
My island,
or just so that everyone knows to think just, like have it.
Yeah, we're all friends. But also the other thing that I was thinking about is that a silver dagger, I feel I've heard, or I think of in the context of like doing magic.
That's
like it specifically like becomes ceremonial or like more magically charged if it's made of silver. So I was like, in case I need to do a spell or three at any point,
yeah,
I could whip out my silver dagger and use that for the part of the proceedings.
And especially since you're also bringing salt, those are two ingredients that I feel like are very common to,
yeah, like magical, mystical things that,
yeah,
I'm trying to do, which I am always trying to do, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm like looking at my list and none of it I could add to help you.
You can come over to my island and hang out, or I'll bring them when I go with you to yours.
Okay, perfect.
And we can do spells together.
Perfect.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I was thinking I would bring to my deserted island is Me, Myself, and I by Beyonce from the album Dangerously in Love. Because I was like, this is a deserted island. Like, I'm just going to go there. It's going to be me, myself, and I hanging out on this deserted island, which I now, in retrospect, feel bad about because you are going to bring me and I'm bringing myself. And that just feels kind of unkind.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
But I also want you to be there. So Me, Myself,
okay,
and I, and Emma.
New song, Beyonce. Come on.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I feel like it's super important to be able to have fun with yourself and to, you need alone time.
Yeah. I was... Obviously, like, I'm also trying to bring the Jonas Brothers, and, like, I want to hang out with you, and, like, now my island has become an archipelago, so, like, a lot of our friends are there, and everyone who wants to escape midterms with us is coming to this series of islands in the ocean, but initially, when I was first making this playlist, I was like, I'm going to be surviving on an island, alone.
Yeah.
Was originally, I think, sort of how I was thinking about things.
Yeah.
Which is where that one was coming from, that kind of side of my thinking.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think survival is going to be a factor on a deserted island, because even if we have some fun stuff, there's some games, you still have to...
It's going to be a factor.
Like, it's a deserted island. You can't just get anything. Like, I don't think Amazon can order to this island.
I mean,
I don't know.
Honestly, Amazon probably could. But yeah, no, I get your point.
I don't know how to use Amazon, but
Amazon
I just assumed.
Amazon has a scary far reach, but no, I think that's true. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Do you want to bring something else to your island?
Yeah.
Add to your list.
Yeah. Ready?
Great.
What makes life the sweetest, bestest, and completest? Not a big dollhouse or a Mickey Mouse, but the right somebody to love. Ice cream cake and candy, maybe fine and dandy, but if you ask me, they aren't one, two, three, to the right somebody to love.
I see you lying there, swimming in my pillow. I'm walking on my tiptoes, sun coming through my window. You were just a booty call, now you look so beautiful. Morning came, I suppose, sometimes that's just the way it goes. Your silhouette framed by the bedpost, one look and I'm done for. Standing starry-eyed and speechless, I love you sleeping in my t-shirt, wearing my heart up on your sleeve, girl. Try my best not to wake you, you look so good in my bedroom. 6 o'clock in the morning, fell in love without a warning. I wanna make this forever, so every day I can see you sleeping in my t-shirt.
forgot about my hangover. Standing in the doorway. No, I can't seem to stop myself from looking over your way. You were not supposed to stay. Had me under your spell. And now you're wrapped up in my blankets. Sleeping like an angel. Your silhouette framed by the bedpost. One look and I'm done for. Standing starry-eyed and speechless. I love you sleeping in my t-shirt. Wearing my heart up on your sleeve, girl. Try my best not to wake you. You look so good in my bedroom. 6 o'clock in the morning. Fell in love without a warning. I wanna make this forever. So every day I can see ya. Sleeping in my t-shirt.
WMFO.
In Medford.
Ladies and Clogs.
Emma.
Nina.
Great. Yes.
Emma, I have some questions for you.
Yeah.
What are you bringing to your island?
First of all, that was the Write Somebody to Love by the Mamas and the Papas. That was the first one we heard. And
that was so funny. Was Emma like, goes, wait, I didn't mean it to sound this creepy.
It was a little creepy when it was like playing loudly in our studio, but I really love the Mamas and the Papas. Mm-hmm. I also, the sentiment was there that I want like people who love me on this island. My deserted island, like, I think would have to be populated with a lot of people.
I think that's great.
For me to like have it be my happy space.
Yeah.
So
and that's what it should be.
I want people that I love there.
That's beautiful. I appreciate you.
That's what I meant by that. And then
also
the other song we heard was Sleepin' in My T-shirt by Zach Waters.
Nice.
And I think I've confused Nina because I was like, am I talking about my sunset lover? But I'm not. I'm talking straight up about what t-shirt I'm gonna wear to bed. Like, it's nice that they're in
that's
love
great
and happy.
The person who's singing the song is like having
happy
a good time.
They're in love, but also
you're a priority, however.
I need an extra large t-shirt to wear so that I can put my legs in it if I want and I can curl up in a ball. It's very important to me. So
that makes sense.
When I'm sleeping on my deserted island, I just want to be comfortable.
Uh-huh.
So
do you have like a very specific, like literally a specific t-shirt that you own in mind, or just you want to have a good one so that feels good in this moment when it's happening?
Yeah, I have like four that I cycle between. They're all like really old, really worn in shirts from like various, like my brothers and my dad's. Like, I just have a lot of old ones, mm-hmm. and my mom too. But I think one that I just have that's my own is an extra large Green Bay Packers shirt that just like covers me up to my knees. And it's just great.
Cool.
I wore it last night to bed,
awesome.
I think. Yeah.
Great.
So that's all I meant by that song.
That's what that one was about. Cool.
It's very literal.
No, I like it. That was great.
So I think our time is almost up.
We're almost gonna leave.
But I can. Yeah. Do you want to like, play?
Could I possibly? Could I add a few more things to my list? Is that
of
is
course?
That cool? Okay,
yes, I would like
list.
That.
Okay. Maybe I'll
pre-announce
talk real quickly about my thought process. Mm-hmm. The first song we're gonna hear is a real quick one called "Magnifying Glass" by Girlpool. Because also about survival, I was like, I can start a fire with this magnifying glass. I can look at things up close with this magnifying glass. I can. I don't know, whatever. Use it as a magnifying glass.
Also, you could start a fire that way. Is that what you said?
I did say that.
Oh,
yes. That was the first thing I thought. I was like, ooh, I'll be really like survivally
That's a really
and also
good one.
Maybe it's useful in magical rituals. I don't know. I'll do some research.
It definitely
about that.
100% is.
Emma thinks yes. So we're going to go with yes. Okay. So that's the first song. And then we're going to hear the song Summer Clothes by Wakes, because in my vision of my island, it's like definitely a warm one. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to a deserted snow island, like an
You're
ice,
not,
like an ice cap or something. Like, that's not where I'm trying to go. So yeah. I'm going to want summer clothes so I can be cozy and comfortable.
Excellent.
In the warmth.
Like a t-shirt.
Yeah. For example, a really big t-shirt actually is perfect. That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. So I also, if I can awesome. Borrow one of yours, maybe
yeah, of course.
Cool. Sweet.
Okay.
Cool. Let's Thanks for it. Listening. This yeah, has you're... been Emma and Nina
on WMFO in Medford.
Have a great rest of the Sunday.
At 1:57 p.m.
Okay.
Here you go.
You are a magnifying glass against my head. And when you're talking at me, I'm there instead. You love me till I'm frightened. Wanna hold the world inside my head. And all those passing feelings, they never told me what they meant. My eyes are swollen full of people I met. They're growing in the garden now that you're older. Pick with your hands. My eyes are swollen full of people I met. They're growing in the garden now that you're older. Pick with your hands.
Is you.